pilot project, but it's not before time that we have these evidence gathering items in place, because I think it both helps to improve the gathering of evidence from a Garda Síochána point of view, but also from the civilian point of view as well, when Gardaí attend a scene or they attend a situation with public order or domestic violence. That evidence is clear and substantial without having to try to gather evidence piecemeal or taking notes alone, that the cameras themselves work and there are live images of what is actually happening. Not the edited images we often see on mobile phones taken by certain people at protests and everything else, who gives a one side only. This will give a full disclosure of what's happening at mayoral towns, and I would love to see them in the Northwest. I think it needs to be rolled out all over the country, and I mean, we've had opposition from NGOs like the ICCL and a few others who were somewhat against these improvements within the Garda Síochána, but I'm glad to see at last those have been rolled out and that the restrictions have been removed.
And this will also be an added resource for Gardaí when, I suppose, compiling evidence when it comes to court cases as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's vital. I mean, you go to a crime scene and you'll have put on your body camera, you'll be able to take in, the whole scene as you arrive. Or you're going to a scene of a domestic violence, you go to a scene of a traffic accident scene, all of those, or even public order instances, where it might be questioned afterwards what the Gardaí did or did not do. And I mean, people make complaints. So the evidence will be quite clear and sufficient for investigators to see what actually happened at that material time. These are positive steps going forward, and we'd like to see more equipment like this being used within the force.